Coin number three is also an Electrum Stater from Sardis in Lydia, dating from 575 BC.
At a time when money is so tight, what better place to visit than the Numismatic Museum in the centre of Athens, where glass cases full of coins tell stories of how people thousands of years ago managed their economies and, of course, their debts. This is a favourite hangout of Thespina Koutsoumba, the head of the Archaeological Association of Greece, who met me in the cafe in the museum's garden.
For 2 years now, we have problem in operating museums and archaeological sites. For the next months, I am not sure if we will have enough money to pay for the electricity and the telephones.
Thespina's launched an appeal on behalf of the Association of Greek Archaeologists, asking the rest of the world for help.
And we wanted them to realize that what happens today in Greece will happen tomorrow in Italy, in Spain, and what happens today in Olympia will happen tomorrow at the Colosseum, at the Louvre, at the British Museum, etc., etc.
You came to Greece mainly for the archaeological sites. We came from Naples, Italy.
On Greece's islands, it's not hard to find evidence of the financial cuts. In Crete, visitors linger outside the Museum of Knossos in the capital Heraklion. But like this man, they eventually walk away disappointed.
When you come in a place like this, which is beautiful, nice people, everything is beautiful, and the museum closed because there's not enough money, you know, it's a pain in the bottom. Sorry for my French, but that's what it is.
This museum houses stunning artefacts from the site of Knossos. Legend has it that's where the Minotaur lived, in a labyrinth in the basement. And it's one of the main reasons why tourists visit the area. But at the moment, all that's visible through these iron gates are a few slabs of marble. The museum's closed to the public because there's not enough money to refurbish it. The Galaxy Hotel in Heraklion is owned by Yannis Ikonomou. He says the tourist industry, one of the few money spinners Greece can depend on in the crisis, is being damaged by the closure of museums and archaeological sites.
The main reason that people would visit the area would be to visit Knossos and the museum. So if one of the two is not fully available, it plays a huge part. And believe me, the hoteliers, we have expressed our concerns and our protests, and it's very disappointing.
Right now we're standing before the Roman Agora of Athens. We're seeing a few columns, walls. Archaeology is very serious business in Greece. That's just because it's everywhere.
Archaeologist Fotis Yoriadis says the Ministry of Culture's budget for antiquities was until recently only 12 million euros.
For this year, it's being reduced by 35% and still more to come.
What does that mean practically on the ground?
Practically, it means that there are reports and there's a general feeling that the illegal diggings are growing more and more. We have a lack of guards. It means that we have incidents like the armed robbery, the Olympia Museum.
He says he knows the government's broke, but he doesn't follow their logic.
Even in a strictly economic level, these cuts are kind of disputable because archaeology is a source of national income. It produces money for Greece.
Greece tries to maintain the monuments in the right way. Tries that.
Maria Vlazaki is the Director of Antiquities at the Ministry of Culture. She says that despite the lack of money, the country is doing its best to maintain its heritage under very difficult circumstances.
Of course, when a country has economic cut, of course the country needs money. So also archaeology has less money than before. But it doesn't mean that we don't struggle to protect our property. We do in so many different ways.
But what the government may see as necessary cuts could eventually have wider implications, according to Thespina.
If it becomes a cultural crisis, then you will have more than economical crisis. You will have social crisis and ethical crisis. We are fighting against this.
The battle this weekend is being waged at the polls, and whichever party wins, they'll have the thankless task of trying to balance the country's shrinking budget. But while people are still losing their jobs at an alarming rate, any government will be focusing on trying to shore up Greece's future rather than to preserve its history.